train to come in.
In late 1943, Peggy Lee thought her performing days were over. She'd just spent a couple of years with Benny Goodman and was now married with a baby daughter. But she kept getting offers to sing, and her husband, former Goodman guitarist Dave Barber, told her that she would eventually regret giving up her career. And so she signed a record contract with a young Capitol Records label and began a string of hit records that lasted nearly 25 years. I'm Carl Gerke, and this is Big Band Spotlight. This week on the program, remembering Miss Peggy Lee.
People by the railroad track, looking for the choo-choo train that brings him back. I'm waiting for my life to begin. Waiting for the train to come in. There'll be a change in the weather and a change in the sea. From now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't
Peggy Lee from August of 1947 with an orchestra arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall, an up-tempo version of There'll Be Some Changes Made. This is Big Band Spotlight. Hello, I'm Carl Gerke. This week on the program, we're remembering one of the finest of all the singers to come up through the ranks of the big bands, Miss Peggy Lee. She died January 21st at the age of 81 after a career that lasted nearly 60 years. She was born in Jamestown, North Dakota, May 26, 1920. Her name was Norma Dolores Eggstrom, but early in her career, the station manager in Fargo, North Dakota, at radio station WDAY, changed it to Peggy Lee. She hit the big time in the summer of 1941 when she joined the Benny Goodman Orchestra. She stayed with the King of Swing for about 20 months. But she married the band's guitarist, Dave Barber, and decided to retire from the music business and raise a family. But she had made a reputation with the Goodman Band as something more than just your standard run-of-the-mill band singer, particularly when she had a hit recording of Why Don't You Do Right, and she started getting requests from people to sing, to make records, and her husband told her that she would probably regret it if she gave up her music career. And so she signed a recording contract with a young label, the Capitol Records label, and started making hit records. Here's one of the first ones from December 26, 1945, with her husband, Dave Barber, on the guitar and also arranging and conducting the orchestra. And this is a song that Peggy Lee wrote called I Don't Know Enough About You.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line. And baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes. But baby, I'm confused about you. You get me in a spin. Oh, what a stew I'm in. 'Cause I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, master of none. And isn't it a shame? So sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I went to school and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things. But I don't know enough about you. Nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. I know a little bit about biology and a little more psychology. I'm a little gem in geology, but I don't know enough about you. I guess I better get out the encyclopedia and brush up on from schmur to schmoo. 'Cause I don't know enough about you. Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. A good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise. rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. And you got the right of way, 'cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night.
One day, while Peggy Lee was pregnant with her daughter, she was doing housework and feeling quite happy, and this phrase, "Oh, it's a good day," popped into her head. So she came up with a melody, wrote some lyrics, and when her husband Dave Barber came home, he harmonized it, and "It's a Good Day" became one of Peggy Lee's best-known songs. That recording from July 12, 1946, one of her early hits as well. Barber and Lee also collaborated on "I Don't Know Enough About You," which was one of her first post-retirement recordings, December 26th, 1945, the date for that. It was very unusual for a pop singer to be writing songs during this time. There was a wide separation during these days between a songwriter and a performer in the pop world. There were occasional singers who wrote songs. Ella Fitzgerald, for example, came up with "A Tisket a Tasket," and Billie Holiday wrote a few songs, but those generally were exceptions. Peggy Lee, however, was much more prolific, and in her career, she had a hand in writing some 200 songs. Peggy Lee's biggest hit of the late 1940s was another song that she had written in collaboration with her husband. "Mañana Is Soon Enough for Me." It was a number one hit in early 1948, and it was such a big hit that that was the song that made her realize that she had made the right decision by returning to music, and after that she never looked back. Here's a couple of other songs recorded at about the same time as "Mañana." We'll hear "I'll Dance at Your Wedding" and "Deed I Do." Both of these feature a big band arranged by Dave Barber.
Mother, then I'll have another. borrowed something old and something new. Everybody will kiss the bride, but I'll save a few for you. I wish you'd take it easy, don't get hit by any old shoe. Save some of that rice they throw, we'll need it in a year or two.
We'll drink to your father.
Drink to me, father.
Drink to your mother.
Me father's mother.
We'll have another.
Another for me, brother.
Maybe two, maybe three, maybe four, maybe more.
I'll kiss all the bachelors, the young and old, and then I'll have myself another drink and kiss them all again. I'll dance at your wedding. I won't miss that wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. Am I gonna shine at your wedding and mine?
Showing a little bit of that restrained style that would become so much of her hallmark as the decades, years went on. That was Deed I Do, a recording from November 19, 1947. Her husband, Dave Barber, playing the guitar and leading the band. And before that, from September of 1947, I'll Dance at Your Wedding. This is Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke. This week on the program, we're remembering Peggy Lee. And today in particular, the recordings that she made in the late 1940s. More than 6 years had passed since Peggy Lee was Benny Goodman's shy, frightened singer from North Dakota. She was now a star in her own right and could probably be considered to be Benny Goodman's peer. So now, in December of 1947, Peggy Lee had a reunion in the studios with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Here they are together with For Every Man, There's a Woman.
For every man there's a woman, for every life there's a plan, and wise men know it was ever so.
Thank you.
swell, looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, bullwood doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything but love.
I can't give you anything but love. Peggy Lee from November of 1947, orchestra led by Dave Barber. And before that, Peggy Lee's reunion with Benny Goodman from a month later, For Every Man, There's a Woman. Coming up next time on Big Band Spotlight, we'll continue our remembrance of Peggy Lee. Tomorrow she leaves Capitol Records over a dispute on a song she wants to record. Big Band Spotlight is produced for South Dakota Public Radio at the WCAL-FM studios, St. Olaf College, Northfield, Minnesota. I'm Carl Gerke. We'll wind up today's program with a recording by a group billed as Ten Cats and a Mouse. The Ten Cats, all jazz musicians playing instruments they're not usually associated with, and the Mouse, Peggy Lee, she's playing the drums.